Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Oren Onken, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, Pickleball is What's Wrong with America. I did it. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods with $100 and bought the equipment. I then recruited three friends, and we played pickleball. I was inspired to try this new sport by whimsy, an impetus to action that has become more and more frequent since my retirement. Pickleball appeared mildly athletic, quietly competitive, and very social. I liked all of that. There were minimal financial and logistical barriers to entry, and the learning curve seemed flatter than either mountain climbing or dog sledding. It had a silly name, which was a bonus, and it looked fun. However, nothing in American life is simple, and pickleball is no exception. I was pulling crabgrass in my front yard when Polly, my neighbor, stopped by to gossip. I mentioned my plan to try pickleball. Her eyes widened and her jaw dropped. Polly, who has always recently researched whatever activity I am thinking about doing, informed me that our local healthcare system was buckling under a tsunami of pickleball injuries. Hospitals were housing elderly pickleball victims under tents in parking lots. The suffering was unimaginable. She vowed to pray that I would not end up disfigured or disabled by pickleball, like so many others who had fallen victim to its siren call. Polly gets around, and within a few hours, I had the Andreessen sisters, my local HOA enforcers, at my door. They had come by to drop off a couple of articles they'd found on the internet about how the emergence of pickleball has led to strife, discord, arguments, and lawsuits across our nation. Tennis courts, beloved because nobody actually plays tennis, were being converted to pickleball, and the noise from the games was making the lives of those who lived in the surrounding community unbearable. Property values plummeted as the neighborhoods became pickleball ghettos. Elderly pickleball addicts loitered around the courts until all hours of the evening, cursing, smoking, and making the streets unsafe for regular people. Encouraging me to read the articles, the sisters gave me the stink eye and reminded me that one bad apple spoils the whole barrel. I made the mistake of telling my brother-in-law, Abe, about my plans. He declared pickleball to be a symbol of everything wrong with America. Take tennis, a perfectly good game, then dumb it down. Make the court smaller, the ball slower, and the rackets less responsive. Dispense with training, coaches, and practice. Hell, why bother keeping score at all? Give out participation trophies. Let men and women co-mingle on the courts with unisex locker rooms close behind. Go to therapy if you miss a shot. He says I may be willing to toss aside what made America great and chase the latest trends. But some people, meaning him, still care about the things that really matter. And we both know in our hearts what that is. Barbecue. My phone was hectoring me too. The algorithm figured out that I had purchased something having to do with pickleball, and my news feed was showering me with stories about pickleball injuries, pickleball lawsuits, and pickleball-inspired degradation of American values. I had yet to hit a single ball, and pickleball had turned dark. Opposing the purveyors of doom was a solitary little bird on my other shoulder tweeting in my ear, "It might be fun." And as usual, the little bird won out. So, on a Sunday evening, four of us and a couple of onlookers went to the local high school where pickleball lines had been painted on the tennis courts, and we gave it a try. For an hour and 15 minutes, we swung, missed, whiffed, flailed, and floundered. We were terrible. In any sport, players have to get to a certain level of proficiency before it truly becomes fun. I don't know what that level is in pickleball, but we didn't reach it. However, about 45 minutes in, we had one long rally in which all four of us did something right. At the end of it, we cheered. In golf, I can play terribly, but if I hit one good shot in a round, that is all I remember. The memory of that shot keeps me coming back. Today, 48 hours after my first foray into pickleball, all I remember is the one good volley. It was fun. I am sore from playing pickleball. I take walks, go to the gym, and even hump bark dust around the yard, but if I ever do something even slightly different, like pickleball, I find muscles that have been asleep and want to punish me for disturbing their rest. I suspect I will be back on the pickleball court, but even if I never return, the adventure was worth it. I am a low-level collector of experiences, and after that Sunday evening, I can truthfully and proudly add pickleball to the long list of sports I have attempted and been found wanting. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.